But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big win is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Let me just come right out and slur it. Dak Prescott is mer. I haven't had this much fun since that time Jimmy fell down the flight of stairs at Valley Ranch. That was a good day for me.
Well, congratulations. You got a big Sunday night win.
Well, it is, and I do thank you for that, George.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate it, and it felt really good, really good. To finally win a game in our own house after such a long time. I was beginning to think that the next big victory the Cowboy fans would witness at that stadium would be when I was buried in it. But, and, of course, I'm joking, and I'm being trite, but I'm not. Just having some fun. And, by the way, speaking of the stadium, did you notice we didn't have one single problem with that sun coming through them winders last night?
Well, it was a night game.
Dark.
Problem solved.
Until the next 3 o'clock game, I guess.
Told
you.
Now, even though I'm always happy, and positive to get a win. Let's be clear: beating the Bears is about as rewarding as slapping around the slow kid on the playground.
Okay, no, come on.
You got to keep it in perspective.
Okay.
Speaking of Dak Prescott. I'm pretty sure he's going to bring that Lombardo trophy home.
Lombardi?
I've told old Tony Romo to slow down and take as long as he needs to rehab that broken spinal column.
I don't think that's the exact injury, but that will be interesting in a couple of weeks if Tony's ready to play.
Well, I'd never say this publicly, but if Dak keeps winning, I think there may be a high probability Tony meets with an unfortunate weight room accident.
What?
Maybe drop a dumbbell on a foot or something.
Oh, God.
Get locked in a freezer or something like that. That opening drive touchdown Dak had, that made me so happy.
Yeah.
I was going crazy. I kind of messed my pants a little bit there.
Oh, really?
But I couldn't miss a moment of the game, so I just sat there in my own filth.
Oh, well, that's disturbing.
Speaking of messing your pants, did you see where that play where Cole Beasley almost got knocked back to SMU?
Cole, yes, we did see that.
They say it scrambled his head so bad that he was speaking Spanish about a half hour afterwards.
No, he was not.
That's where Tony could have helped us calling the plays to Cole Beasley. See, Dak don't speak Spanish.
I don't know that Tony does either, but okay.
And they always show in Gene's artwork. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Yeah.
They always show her greatest piece of artwork. And by that, I mean her beautiful face. Pretty good-looking old gal.
She's a very nice, attractive woman.
I got a beautiful wife.
You do.
Yep.
And I think she spent more money on that face than I did on Sky Mirror. Well, but, they always mentioned Gene's artwork on that broadcast. And I got to tell you, personally, between you and me, non-publicly, kind of sick of it.
Are you?
I'm with you.
Wow.
Kind of tired of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Why they always talk about her artwork? Why don't they talk about my new helicopter, huh? That's a lot cooler than a bunch of art.
Well, we thought you had that written into the network TV deal because they mention it every broadcast.
Can she land her art on the star in the middle of the stadium? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Can she throw water balloons on people from her art? I don't think so.
No.
Daddy, can I ride in your helicopter? Shut up. No.
Who's that?
It's Jerry Jr. I'm taking him right now to some pump it up birthday party. One of his little friends is having
on a Monday morning. We'll take him in the helicopter.
And I couldn't believe that Bailey missed a kick last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking.
I think Jerry Jr. was still in Pampers last time that happened. Wasn't that about 3 years ago? Yeah. Still in Pampers.
Yeah, something like that.
And did you see old J.J. Wilcox clobber that old feller on the sidelines last night?
It was a hard hit.
That guy's okay.
Oh, man, I got a kick out of that. That's fun. That's like watching monster truck racing. That's just a good old time seeing that guy getting his cock cleaned like that.
Whoa.
All because of Jerry Vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, Jerry Vision pays off in a multitude of ways.
It did pay off. I got to admit that.
And also, I want to mention that Cole Beasley had his first pass reception for more than 20 yards downfield last night. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, good for him.
I guess he's just so small that everything he does looks like a long pass when it goes to him. I just wasn't aware of that. Daddy, what about the helicopter ride? I'm so sick of hearing this kid's voice. What kind of weird voice does he have? I don't even understand it. Where does he get that from? Must get it from his mama's side.
Yeah, it must be mama.
I got to go. He's bugging the crap out of me. Go, Cowboys.
Okay, we'll see you, Jerry. That's Jerry after his team wins big last night over the Bears.